Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and happy Thursday to everyone. I'm Veronica McMillan, your host tonight for Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. I'm flying solo again this week. My co-host Francine Humphrey, the president and founder of Issues Concerning Women, has some things that she had to do tonight, and so she's not able to be on the show. But of course, I got this. I think a wonderful show for us for tonight. I'm going to kind of move away from talking about business and want to basically do more on personal encouragement tonight. So that's the twist in tonight's show. I was sitting here thinking also about guests that we're going to be bringing on throughout the remainder of the year for our show, just to give it a little bit of spice. But let me first tell you about Issues Concerning Women. Issues Concerning Women definitely is the brainchild of Francine Humphrey. She's the president and founder of Issues Concerning Women. And Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals and assisting them in the areas of business, career, housing, finance, and life skills. If you want to reach out to Francine, you can certainly reach her by email at icwdirector@gmail.com, or you can go to issuesconcerningwomen.org. And then yours truly is president and founder of the Micro Nonprofit Network. And what we do is we help small nonprofits become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, program development, and helping those individuals who are interested in obtaining their 501c3. Francine and my vision is to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, details in terms of home ownership, career development, investing, entrepreneurship, all of the stuff that we've been talking about week in and week out. And if you need to connect with me, you can certainly go to our website at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org, or you can go to our website at themicrononprofitnetwork.org. So let's get the show started. I'm going to be jumping in, shouting out Francine. As I said, she will be back with us. She is the president and founder of Issues Concerning Women. But tonight for our show, I wanted us to move away from the business platform that we've been talking about every time we come on, but move more to the side of personal encouragement. And so I wanted to share with you all what I've been doing over the last, and I need to stop saying when you're speaking, one of the things that you want to get rid of is the and I notice it when I'm talking. I'm like, I said 15 times. So I really want to really focus in on making sure that I'm moving away from that. But tonight, the show is really coming from my heart because I'm reading T.D. Jakes' book, The Crushing. And so let me tell you, listening audience, this is an absolute wonderful book, absolutely wonderful. If you're going through that process of you feeling like everything in the world is going against you and that your back is against the wall and things are going crazy and you don't see any end to it, and it's been a long time. I know for me, on a personal note, it really has been a 10-year journey for me, and I believe I'm coming out on the other side because I see God doing some wonderful things in my life right now. And so I want to read to you all some little excerpts from the book. I also want to discuss some things with you all from my vantage point, and I'm hoping that basically as we continue our show, we'll bring a panel of people on to discuss. So I named this title Winning While Losing, and it's a crazy thing because it's almost like an oxymoron, winning and losing at the same time. Winning while losing is the topic, and I'm starting off with T.D. Jakes' book, The Crushing. And really what he's talking about is this process that grapes go through to give us great wine, this process that grapes go through to give us great wine. And he talks or speaks from the perspective of the grape, of the vine dresser, of the wine itself, the fermenting process. It's just an absolute wonderful book. And so basically he's talking about that process where you feel as though you're literally being crushed under the pressures of life. And so basically areas that he's talking about when you're feeling crushed, and I know for myself, and I know I'm probably speaking for, if not all of the audience of you all that listen in with us week by week, whether you listen to us live or whether or not you go back and archive it, we are just so thankful to you. We want to grow our listening audience, so stay tuned. And if there are things that you want to hear, send us an email so that we'll have that and connect with us, because we certainly want to connect with you all. But he talks about in this book, The Crushing, talking about these feelings of feeling abandoned and feeling alone. And I can certainly tell you all, and for those of you all who've ever been through a crushing process, that feeling abandoned and feeling alone, that's a lonely, and I know I'm being redundant, it's a lonely place to be in. And it's that place when you're feeling like nobody really gets you, no one really understands kind of what is going on, and you're like in a corner somewhere by yourself. He talks about in the book, he says, during that crushing process, it seems like nothing is working. You couldn't pay somebody to help you in that crushing process. And I know so many times I was like, oh my God, to a point where I was feeling invisible. And I remember, here's a story I'm going to share with you all, was that this is when the time when I was teaching at Thomas Nelson, and it was a Christmas party. I'll never forget this. And it was during my crazy, crazy period of just like feeling alone and abandoned. But we were sitting at having this Christmas party, and everybody was taking pictures and all that stuff. And I'm sitting around the table like everybody else, and everybody's taking pictures. The photos come back, and at least the two photos that I saw, and the person that took it, basically we were sitting, the person that took it took the shot of me and somebody sitting side by side. When the photo came out, I was nowhere to be seen. I was in the, and in that moment, I kept saying, why am I being left out of everything? And in the crushing process, you feel that way. You feel like nothing is working. Things are just being lost or taken from you. I'll never forget again. I'm being so transparent tonight. I had a poodle, and a miniature poodle, and where I live, there's space between the houses, but let's just say it's probably about 2-3 blocks down is my neighbor that had a dog, and I had my poodle in the backyard. We don't have a fence in our yard. And their dog came from their house to my yard in my backyard and killed my poodle. I was devastated. I just felt like, God, why is everything being taken away from me? Why am I losing so much? You couldn't get the business to work. You couldn't get a customer to come to you. So if I'm speaking to you all, understand that this is just a process. And I wish somebody had told me that the crushing process is so devastating, that the crushing process really does crush the life out of you, old dead life, shall I say. And then he says in this, you're questioning God, why did I lose that? Why did that person leave me? Why did that business? Why did I fail? Why did I have to go bankrupt? Why did we lose the house? Why wasn't there? God, where are you? And I know that many of you have been through this thing like I've been through, where you're just questioning, God, what's going on? Did I do something wrong, God? Did I make you mad, God? Did something happen? I missed my opportunity, or somebody done something, and I'm the one that has to pay for a generational curse or something, all of this stuff. And then feeling pressured. And this is what he was talking about in his book. And I tell y'all, I read and then I cried. I read and I cried. This is a book that you have to, at least from my perspective, you have to read a little bit of it at a time because it hits you so square in the face. It hits you in a place where you're just like, wow, was he taking a front row seat in my life? And so I want to read you an excerpt from the book. And so that you all can kind of get what I'm saying. He has in here, he said, quality takes time. And this was just a little highlighted area, and I got to thinking about that. Now, again, he's using the metaphor of the grapes and the crushing of grapes and the grapes being fermented so that grapes can yield, the fermenting process yield these great wines, the wine that we drink and all of that stuff. But you don't think about it from that perspective when you're going through. And so he has this excerpt that quality takes time. He says, and I'm going to read to you a little bit, that God has placed inside us the core gifts, talents, abilities, and preferences unique to our creative design. Throughout our lives and amid the diverse variables of our particular environment, the same God who placed the seeds and gifts within us seeks to cultivate and harvest his initial investment, in order to multiply it even more. So basically what he's saying is this process that you're going through in life, this crushing process, is going to take time. So you may as well just sit back and enjoy the ride again. No one has told us that. We're kind of going through this thing, and we are really not coming away with the lesson that we're supposed to. And sometimes you'll move away from it, and he's like, okay, God, I kind of see that you're saying something over here, or you're doing something over here. But then we forget, and we get back into the life, the grind of life, and all the things that's going on, and we forget that God has still got us in that crushing process, and there's something that has to happen. So again tonight, the topic is winning while losing, and we're talking about the crushing process, and I am reading excerpts from T.D. Jakes' book, The Crushing, because I believe it is so timely for where we are in the world. I think that we're in a crushing process. I think that when we look at the divisions amongst the races and classes and things that are going on, when you look at the political atmosphere and environment, when you look at the religious atmosphere and environment, when you look at the work environment, when you look at greed and you can look at everything that is going in, I believe the world is in a crushing process and that something great is going to happen, because the Word of God clearly tells us where sin abounds, grace much more abounds. And so clearly there's something that's happening, but we're only looking at it from one side. And I think that there is going to be definitely some new wine, some fresh wine, some great wine, wine that has been savored over time, wine that has gone through the pressures, wine that understands that it had to go through in order for it to get to the other side. And for other side, meaning this process. And so tonight, winning while losing is what I'm talking about. So before I jump on to some other pieces that I want to discuss with you, let me give a shout out to my co-host that's not with me tonight, Ms. Francine Humphrey, taking care of business and doing well out there for us. Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, is the brainchild of Francine Humphrey, president and founder of Issues Concerning Women. If you want to reach out to Francine, you certainly can reach out to her at icwdirector@gmail.com. That's her email. Or you can go to the website at issuesconcerningwomen.org. And, of course, if you want to talk with me about anything nonprofit or anything about the show or what have you, you certainly can reach out to me at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org, or go to our website at micrononprofitnetwork.org. Long words there, a lot of stuff inside of there, but meaningful stuff that both Francine and I like to share with women. We both are entrepreneurs at our heart. We both love to empower women. We love to coach. And we're not just women, but our target audience is women. So I'm saying that because I don't want the brothers, the men, to feel like that that's all that we do, because we do have clients that are male. But the brunt of what we do primarily centers around women and the empowerment of a woman, and then also entrepreneurship. And certainly, as an entrepreneur, you can be male or female or what have you. But whether you're male, female, or what have you, and entrepreneurship is a lonely field, and I've said that before. I don't even think that we tell people when they launch out in business how lonely entrepreneurship can be, and that there is a crushing process even in business that we're really going to have to start talking about, because I don't think we prepare people for the grind, because it takes a business 5 years or more just to get past that period where you're feeling like, oh, my God, are we ever going to get profitable? Are we ever going to be able to bring money into that business? But just hold on. All is well. So tonight, tonight's show is called Winning While Losing. And as I said, it's sort of kind of crazy. Like, how do you win and lose at the same time? Losing means that there's something that you're going to have to let go of in order to have the greater harvest. And I really, for a while, wasn't understanding that, because I was thinking, God, I must have done something wrong. Clearly, from 2009, when I started going through, when my dog was killed, when things started falling apart, when I had to close up my nonprofit in 2011, the first nonprofit that I had, things were going on with my family. My husband was getting in accidents. All sorts of things started happening, and I was in a tizzy. I really was in a tizzy. And so I needed to know, God was showing me all the time that I was in his hands, but I just, again, at the moment, like the old folks used to say, you can't see the forest for the trees because you're in the midst of it. You're in the midst of your pain. And unless you see somebody that's there that can help you, you know, along the way, you will miss it every time. And so I just say it's okay. And so when Bishop Jakes basically makes these points in his book, I just can't help. Here's another little segment. It says, like any seed that sprouts, it had to be planted. In essence, everything the seed knows about itself has to end. The seed then must die, just as Christ died, so that he could give birth to us. And so whatever ideas that you had, you know, whatever dreams and things that you had, you're going to have to let those things go. That to me was emotional. That to me was powerful, because again, you don't want to let go of the thing that you've been trying to build for 1,000 years. And of course, none of us are 1,000 years old, but you all know what I'm talking about. You don't want to let go of that dream that you had of making that thing happen. You put all of your time, your energies, your money, your blood, your sweat, your tears into this thing, only for it to fall apart, only for it to fail. And then you're out there all by yourself and nobody understanding. You're in a crowded room, but you feel like the loneliest person on earth because of the fact that you're in the crushing process. You are winning while losing, and you don't feel like you're winning. You're feeling like everything that you have is at stake. Everything that you work so hard for is going down the drain. Your dreams, possibly your marriage, your business, everything. You're losing, but you don't see that you're winning, because you've got to let go of that in order for something else to grow. It's just so, this book is so powerful, and the life lessons that you see, once you can sit down, as I say, I read and cry. Read a little bit, cry a little bit. And I have to read it slow. It's not a big book. It's about 250 pages long, but it's chock full of nuggets for life that will help you go through whatever it is that you're going through if you're in that transformation process. And that's what this is about. The crushing is about transformation. The grapes have to go through the crushing process so that the liquid within the grapes could be used for fermenting the skin. The whole grape is used. That's what's so great about this. And so as I was taking notes and preparing for the show tonight, I wrote down here, understand failure is a part of the process. I teach at a college, and today was the first day of one of my classes. And I was telling these young students, most of them who are just coming out of high school or maybe 19, 20 years old, a couple of adults that have families or what have you. But for the most part, very young, and I told them that they have to understand that failure is a part of the process. And one young man said he didn't want to disappoint his parents. He didn't want to fail. It causes a little bit of anxiety for him to know that the parents are paying for his school, and he doesn't want to disappoint them. And I said, I need to tell you, I know you don't want to hear this, I said, but you're going to fail something. You're going to fail something in this class. When you look at, you got 4 years of school. Failure could be a D in a class for those students, or failure could be an F. But you got to understand that you come back from that. That failure is part of the process. You have to get back and look at it and reassess and like, okay, what did I learn from being on the ground? What did I learn from that person? Who do I need to let go? What toxic relationships with people that I'm around all the time that I really, really need to let go? So failure is a part of the process, in the crushing process. And I was thinking about this, that once you're in that crushing process, you got to cross over. You got to cross over from that great form, and we all know how grapes are, and they come in many, many different forms. But we also know that we got to cross over. So I put that here, and I said the crossing over requires us to stretch to the new. I now see in 2019 what God had started in 2009 for me. I'm starting to see, it's like the breadcrumbs that are being dropped along the way. I'm starting to see that the breadcrumbs have been dropped and that God is doing something, and that I'm going to have to stretch toward the new because I got to let go of the old. And that's part of that process. When you're being crushed, you got to know you got to let go of something, all of the stuff that you had, and just be okay with whatever it is that God is doing. So stretch for the new. Stretch for the new because it's important. Also, I wrote down, be open for change. When you are in the crushing process and when you're in that space and place of transformation, make sure that you're open for change. Here's a little segue in terms of the nonprofit. Our nonprofit group, we have a strategy cafe. We're reading the book, Who Moves My Cheese? Because Who Moves My Cheese is all about organizational change and being able to embrace change and being able to say, okay, something different is going on and I need to be aware. Now, being open to change means that you're out of your comfort zone as well. And I know for myself, a lot of things I like to know that this is going to be there, that's going to be there, and that's going to be there. And I need to be sure that that's going to be in place when the only thing that's constant is change, and that you got to be open for it. Be open for the change. Be open for everything that life has to throw at you. And just like, you know what? Let me learn from that. Another thing that I wrote down here is be led by the Holy Spirit. And this is something over this 10-year period that I learned. The pressure drove me closer to Christ, and the pressure drove me to a place wherein I am saying, God, I don't know what to do. God, I'm scared to death. God, I'm anxious about that. God, I am so mad right now, I don't know what to do. But let the Holy Spirit lead you. And for those of you all who haven't had that experience where you're sitting down being quiet, let the spirit that is within you lead you, a spirit of love and light, lead you to where it is that you got to go, which means you're going to have to calm down, which means that you're going to have to just say, okay, I give up. Holler uncle right now. You know how you play the game and someone got your arm twisted behind your back and you say, uncle. And so this is what it is. You no longer are in control. You let Holy Spirit lead you. What I also know is that we got to trust. We have to trust. We have to allow God full control and trust. I'm in a situation right now that every day I'm a bit anxious about this situation, but I know that God has me in an area, in a place where God is saying, you're going to trust me in this. If you don't trust me in this, you're going to be crazy. you're not going to be able to go to the other side, because you got to know that your trust is anchored in me, that you have to be rooted and grounded in me. You have to let me have your husband, let me have your children, let me have your business, let me have your ministry, let me have your mind, let me have your thoughts, let me have your business, let me have everything that pertains to you. You've got to allow God full control. And I know for myself, someone who likes to see, likes to plan, likes to know, it's been a bit difficult, but the crushing you all has taught me to let go of the reins, to trust God for this and be led by the Holy Spirit. Being led by the Holy Spirit is just awesome, because you're going to be led in the right path, the right direction all the time, every time, on point, without missing it at any point or segment in your life. It is absolutely so wonderful. Want me to read another segment from the book for you on page 32? Let me flip over there. I know we're getting close to our time, but I had to do this tonight. I wanted to get away from what we had been doing and basically just tell you about this. Here's a little excerpt from it. It says, "Do not run. Embrace them. Do not run for them, because the proverbial death of what you are trying to keep alive will enrich the growth and the lives of others." It says those areas, and let me slow down. Those areas and times in which the death of a dream, assignment, or vision seems to stalk you every move are nothing more than the entrances into the next realm of your life. Do not run from them. Embrace them, because the proverbial death of what you're trying to keep alive will enrich the growth and lives of others. Transformation requires sacrifice, and I wonder if you've misinterpreted divine pressure's intention. I wonder if you miss what God was saying, that I'm not trying to crush you, I'm trying to mold you into something greater, and that this is a process that you got to go through in order to get to the other side, in order for the greater harvest to come, in order for the things that you've been asking me for 10, 15, 20 years to come forth. You had to let go of something, and I had to crush out some things in your life as well. And so I had to do that for you. And so we get that. I get that now, and I'm hoping that you all will go run out, I think, and get the book, because you're like, okay, she's wet my whistle a little bit, and I want to know more. So, again, let me shout out my friend, Francine Humphrey, president and founder of Issues Concerning Women. If you need to, you know, connect with her via email, you want to connect with her, icwdirector@gmail.com. And, of course, you can go to the website at issuesconcerningwomen.org and connect with her there. If you need to connect with me, Veronica McMillan, info@micrononprofitnetwork.com, or you can just go to our website, micrononprofitnetwork.org. I do want to invite those of you all who are interested in learning more about grant writing. On June the 29th from 11:30 to 1:30 at our office, 5602B, Virginia Beach Boulevard, Suite 101, we're going to be doing a grant writing training. It's an interactive training that we'll be doing, so you're going to have homework prior to that date. And so what we're trying to do is help empower individuals in learning to write the best grants that they can write, and to do the very best that they can do with their proposals or what have you. And we're here to help you do that. Let me get my last point in here is to become a servant. Become a servant. During the crushing process, understand that you gotta serve. You got to pour out of yourself into somebody else, which means that we can't be selfish with the things that we have, who we are, what we're doing, any of that stuff. We have to be a servant, serve others, help others to get to the next next segment of their lives or what have you, and just be open for that, because that's what God wants us to do. So it has been an absolute pleasure having you all on the line tonight. I would say to you to do something great by helping somebody, serve somebody, let somebody know that you love them. Keep on moving, keep on going forward. Know that the crushing is making you a better person. So I just want to say, have a great night, and we will see you all next Thursday. Take care now. Bye-bye.